Okay, we're back. That sounds better after multiple technical difficulties, but I think we're doing all right now. If I'm not, I'll hear about it, trust me. Anyways, this is Music, Myths, and Cannabis with my good buddy Daryl. I am Leon. How's it going, Daryl?
Pretty good. How are you doing today?
Pretty good. Starting to get a little chilly out there. December 1st.
I saw some snow this morning.
No.
Up by the dump, yeah, there's a little bit on the ground.
Snow's a good thing in the sense it covers up the land and, you know, looks all beautiful and shit, but shortly after that, it gets all black and muddy and slushy and shitty and...
Yeah.
But always expected, I mean, whatever. It's been pretty mild here, I gotta say. It hasn't been too bad for the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, it definitely has.
Considering sometimes in, like, late October, you start seeing the snow or, I don't know, just feeling it. Anyways, this week, we decided we were going to talk about musicians who are, well, I wanted to go with musicians who are missing body parts, but I don't know. I had to jump into some things where they're not really missing their body parts, like Stevie Wonder or something like that, but we'll get into that in a minute. And as far as weed strain, we're going to go with, what was it, blueberry gas?
Yes, yeah.
Blueberry gas. So hopefully that's got some kind of blueberry.
It's got some nice flavor, I must say.
Yeah, you had some already?
Yes.
Today?
Yes. Maybe a couple times.
How do you smoke weed mostly? Just doobies?
Yeah, joints, yeah.
You a bong guy?
Not a bong guy.
No? I saw you had some.
Yeah, I just sold them all.
They're all gone?
Except for that big one that you wanted.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll check that out. I want to have a really big bong.
One of them was a Cheech and Chong one. Or a Cheech.
I thought that one was pretty cool looking, too. The guy went to jail over that shit.
Yeah, I know.
He didn't even make them. It was his kid who was doing it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, his kid was making them. He's using his dad's name. Okay, fine, whatever. And then I don't even know how they decided to get to... Was it Chong? I don't know how they decided to get him involved.
Yeah.
Canadian dude, you know that?
Yep. Vancouver.
Vancouver. Used to go down to Seattle, do comedy bits with Cheech there.
Yep.
Let me just type up blueberry grass.
I did see them one time.
Where?
On their first tour, like when they got back together there, like, I don't know, mid-90s.
Was it a comedy tour or musical tour?
Yeah, no, comedy.
Interesting. And where'd you see them?
Vancouver, I want to say like Queen Elizabeth Theater or something like that.
Good show?
Yeah, no, really funny. They did all like their skits from... the movies and other shit.
Yeah, I used to actually knew their one album so well when it started. They had that thing about his you get a goddamn job before sundown or we're shipping you off to military school with the goddamn Fingalstein shit, kid.
Is there even comedy albums anymore? Probably not, eh?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Yeah.
I haven't heard of one for a while.
No, probably not. Wouldn't sell much nowadays.
Nowadays, nah. Comedy specials like Netflix and shit. But man, the money that those guys get paid.
Yeah, I know, it's insane.
It's insane. But when you think about it, how many people have Netflix? And even if you paid, like I think, say they had 23 million subscribers and they all paid $1 a month.
Yeah.
Okay, so now you're getting $23 million a month. But it's not $1 a month. It's like $20 a month. That's phenomenal money. Yeah. So yeah, sure, you can have like your Jerry Seinfeld and shit and give them $20 million for three episodes and it's nothing. Doesn't even affect you and shit. So I was looking at this blueberry. It says its feelings are sleepy, hungry, and relaxed. A lot of times when I'm looking up the information on the weed, I'm looking at Leafly, but I do have a few other places, but today's Leafly. Dry mouth, dry eyes, and dizzy.
I'll pass you, bud.
Never got dizzy off a weed.
No, I can't say I have.
Tight little rock hard bud, though.
Yeah, definitely. Very small buds, but yeah, there's a good...
A lot of crystal in there. It's a good sign. It's not too dry.
No, cuts up nice.
Oh, that's definitely got that old school blueberry smell.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that.
Lots of flavor.
Okay, let's check this out.
Yeah, I'll chop up while you start talking.
Ah, I got nothing to say. Yeah, I'm kidding. you know, the funny thing when we do this is I basically just drop one of us drops an idea for a topic. And that's about it. That's about the only interaction we have with each other. And then we get together. And so sometimes our research will overlap.
Yeah, we might have come up with the same thing.
Mm-hmm. But what triggered this idea for me, and it was a guy I never heard of before, and his name was Django Reinhardt. Do you know him?
No. Is this the one you were talking about? You had the best one with the missing body or something?
Yeah, missing body parts. Well, here's the problem. He's not really missing it. He's not missing any, his fingers. But he was a... He was in 1928, this is old shit, but you can still Google it and you can still see him playing. He plays guitar. He plays it with two fucking fingers.
Huh.
And what happened was he was a regular musician. He played banjo, he played violin, he played guitar and shit. And then I guess he got involved with some kind of fire. And he lost the use of two of his fingers, his like his baby finger and his ring finger on his left hand. And so he couldn't play banjo anymore. He couldn't play violin anymore. So he focused on the guitar. But you hear this fucking guy play guitar. Holy shit. It is just like, how the hell do you do that with two fingers? That's impressive.
Yeah, I've never heard of him.
I hadn't either. I don't even know how I run into him. But definitely worth at least checking out to see how good of a musician he is.
Yeah.
But the fact that he's that good and then he's missing or missing only using two fingers, that's phenomenal. So you got guys like Stevie Wonder, blind, of course. That's impressive. I'm impressed that his musical abilities.
Was he born blind or did something
happen? He was not born blind. He was born premature and then they put him in an incubator and the oxygen somehow messed up with his blood vessels in his eyes and it caused him to go blind. But he wasn't born blind. Some people even question if he is blind. Just I guess yeah. There's some video where he's like somebody throws something at him and he catches it or I can't remember. He's checking some girl out and he's like, oh, check it, look at the ass on her or something. I don't know what the stories are. I don't even know if they're true. A lot of people don't believe that he's blind. But I find like when you got somebody who's blind and they're a musician, I don't think like it's impressive as a musician. But I really wouldn't care if you could see or not. But I don't think that the fact that you're blind and a musician is super impressive because after you become a professional, I don't know, piano player, guitar player, whatever, you're not looking at your fingers anyway.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. You're going by the chords, the sound, the feel, the beat. And so that really doesn't have anything to do with it. But still impressive as a musician.
Oh, definitely.
Beethoven. Pretty much everybody probably knows he was deaf.
Yeah.
He started going deaf, I think, when he was about 28 or something like that. Around 40, 45, he was totally deaf and he would put his hand. Well, the impressive thing, it's not like it's cool. It's cool that he was writing stuff after he was deaf, but he wrote like some of his biggest things were written after he was deaf. So I guess he would just put his hand on there and could feel the music. But once it's in your head and you know what that note sounds like,
yeah,
just by memory, sure, you could do it. I could totally see that. So you got the doobie rolled up?
I do.
Buds look pretty good. How does it break up?
Very nice. Yeah, breaks up really fine.
Cool. I can't stand it when it goes into a powder and starts canoeing. I mentioned that a few times already.
You can light this one this time.
Okay, sure. We got a lighter?
I do.
Okay, good.
I came prepared just in case you weren't.
Yeah, well, I was, except for I had two lighters go missing yesterday, and I had one of those ones with takes butane, and it fucking died about a half an hour ago, and I forgot to mention it. Okay, here we go. Fire in a hole.
Speaking of blind guitar players, what about Jeff Healey? Remember him?
Oh, I remember him quite well. Actually, he's the reason why I don't gamble.
Oh, really?
Now, what's the connection there? Here, I'll tell you.
I wonder if he was very popular outside of Canada.
I don't know. Well, that one song he had, Angel Eyes,
that was
that hit number 4 or 5 in the States. So
okay.
There you go.
That was pretty good. How did he die? Do you know?
I actually don't know how he died. I got him in my notes here. How did he get? I wonder if he had eye cancer. So he was born with seeing. I find a lot of guys who are blind sing a lot of songs about sight and seeing. I saw her the other day.
Yeah.
this and that. And Angel Eyes was his big song.
Yeah.
But yeah, it turns out he actually could see when he was a kid. And then I don't know his age, but I think he was around 5 or something like that by the time he lost his vision. But he was an interesting guitar player because he played it on his lap like a slide guitar, but he pulled off full chords.
Yeah.
Now, if you're not a guitar player, I don't know if you know. Shit, this doobie is gummy.
Yeah.
I mean, man, I'm getting resin all over my lips.
It's got some good flavor.
That's not a bad thing. It's got good flavor. Yeah. It's got definitely got that old school blueberry flavor, just like the smell. Super like that.
What else I got? Got Paul Stanley. Did you know that he had like a screwed up ear?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, he was real super embarrassed about that. It's hard to find any pictures of it because he's got long hair all the time.
Yeah.
And then he had some surgery later on in life. I can't remember how old he was. And they took some cartilage out of his rib area and built his ear up. And then he got his ear pierced. And you see a couple pictures of it there. It still looks like a pretty screwy fucking ear, but...
Yeah.
They
just played here like a couple weeks ago.
Right.
On their final tour again.
Final tour. Have they done that Who thing where they have multiple final
tours?
They
have, yeah.
Ah, shit, eh? I hate that. I remember final tour for the Who. The first final tour I heard of must have been, God, 82. You know that?
Yeah, they got the big final New York City, Madison Square Garden show coming up, pay-per-view and all that shit.
I watched, actually, for no reason, apparently I watched the concert on TV about a week and a half ago of them.
Yeah.
Definitely a show to be seen. I definitely would go see them at some point. But their tickets are ridiculous cost.
Yeah, I can imagine.
And they, I don't know, I just feel Kiss just screws their fans. Like, just caskets and lighters and
yeah, all the
toothpaste.
Yeah, yeah.
And
they'll
like,
put their name on anything. Condoms.
Everything. Well, you probably watched that show with Gene Simmons.
I did a bit, yeah, yeah.
What was it called?
Was it just the Simmons? I'm not sure. I know what you're talking about.
I feel that the word family's in there.
Yeah, maybe.
But he had a whole room. Every once in a while they'd show he had a whole room that was dedicated
yeah,
to
all the
Kiss
stuff.
Bullshit.
Yeah, yeah.
Little figurines and whatnot.
Like, good for them, I guess. Like, they made some damn good money.
Oh, fuck, absolutely.
It's like a brand. It's not a band. You know what I mean?
That's true. And but at the same time, the two main guys are there. Okay, so it's still Kiss. A lot of bands can't do that. They only have two members left, and it's not that same band anymore. But to me, it's still Kiss. Good enough. Close enough.
Yeah. They've talked about even carrying on when those two are gone.
See, that's when it dies.
Yeah.
That's the end of that. That never, ever works.
They'll be the new AI Kiss.
Yeah, oh, fuck, eh? Somebody's probably, trust me, man, Gene Simmons has already thought of that. Fucking, what are we, stupid? Absolutely.
Just on the way here, I was just listening to the radio, and they were talking about the new AI girl that has this song out. I can't remember her name now, but she's supposed to take down Taylor Swift or whatever. Cause
now, is it AI written or AI fucking singer and all?
Everything. Everything's AI. Hmm. Nothing's fucking real.
Hmm. That's going to cause a lot of problems. You're going to have all kinds of audio of people saying stuff that they never said, and they'll have to defend themselves. But it's your voice.
Yeah.
It's definitely going to happen.
It'll take over one day. Everything.
So as far as disabilities and whatnot, if we were to expand the idea a little bit, you could go with mental disabilities also, I suppose. And then you got your Brian Wilson.
Yeah.
He was diagnosed schizophrenic. He dove into a lot of LSD and weed. And a lot of times if you got a brain disorder, and you just tickle that shit with
it probably
with
doesn't help.
Weed. Some people it can, yeah. But other people it worsens it. And I think obviously he was one of those situations where it worsened. And another mental person would be Syd Barrett, also schizophrenic.
Yeah.
Asperger's, all kinds of shit. Do you know who I found out today has autism? Is Eminem.
Oh, really?
Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
And that makes sense.
Yeah.
He's kind of all over the place. Do you remember a guy named Mel Tillis?
Yes, country singer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sure, my dad had the albums.
I probably. Man, that guy stuttered.
Really?
Oh, my God.
But not when he sang, right?
Not when he sang. It's just like these people who are English and then they start singing a song and they just sound like a regular American dude.
Yeah, actually, my dad had a guy that worked with him when I was a kid that stuttered. And when every time he got drunk, he'd stutter worse.
He'd stutter worse.
By the end of the night, he'd be singing to get a beer, like, give me a beer.
Oh, because, I have read that, what that has to do with is because when you're singing in your head, the words are already formed. Like, you don't have to think about it. And it's the thinking thing. I'll stammer occasionally. I'll change the word quickly. Most people don't even recognize that about me, but I'll go to say a word. And if I stammer once or twice on it, I'll change the fucking entire word. Speaking of those kind of afflictions, I got to tell you, this has nothing to do with anything that we're talking about, but it just popped in my head. There was a guy that used to work at where I work, and his name was Jake. He was a great guy and stuff like that. He was he had Tourette's, and I'm not making fun by any means. Anyways, got any kind of affliction, but he had the awesome Tourette's, and he would be in the building, and all of a sudden you just hear woo,
yeah,
every fucking minute or something. Be woo, and every once in a while it'd be woo, bitch. Crack me up.
What's
man.
That singer that just had the meltdown on stage there? He had Tourette's. Lewis, Scottish singer.
I don't know anything about this.
Oh, really? Yeah, it's if you find it on YouTube, it's a Scottish singer, Lewis something. I can't think of his last name, but yeah, he's on stage and he has like a Tourette's attack and he can't sing anymore. So the whole crowd like takes over and sings his song. It's like so emotionally. He's like crying.
I was going to say, is he crying and
yeah,
shit?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
You know, oh man, I didn't even think about looking this guy up. Oh, fuck. There's a song. I'm going to draw a blank here. I just saw a documentary about 2 weeks, maybe 2 months ago about this guy. I didn't even know who it was when I started the documentary. It just seemed like interesting to me in the boat. A third of the way, half of the way into the show, they start playing some of his music he became well known for. And goddamn, if I didn't, I definitely know those songs and it's awesome. But he went absolutely crazy. Couldn't do a second album. But some people, they get in their own head and he couldn't do the album. And And then all of a sudden, his aunt came over to his house, his mom's house, and she killed herself. And he wrote a song that is basically his. He's talking to his aunt for his mom. And goddamn, I wasn't expecting to talk about this. I can't think of the song. Anyways, I'll shut up about that. You know what's funny? When I was researching this stuff, a lot of the headlines were musicians you didn't know were amputees. So I'm expecting people with toes missing or whatever. And one of them was always this Rick Allen guy from Def Leppard.
Yeah.
The guy's missing an arm and he's a drummer. We've noticed.
Yeah.
So musicians you wouldn't notice are amputees. Yeah, we noticed that about Rick.
I always noticed in the, when he first lost his arm and then they did pictures, they kind of stuck him in the back.
Oh, okay.
With someone standing in front of the arm kind of thing.
Ah, you're right. I didn't a put lot the of two, time they two did together. That. Yeah, that was in 84. Car accident, flipped over. New Year's Eve, actually.
Yeah.
I don't know why he was out by himself running around instead of partying, but
yeah,
this is what he was doing. Who else you got?
What do I got?
Speaking of, actually, before you say anything, I wanted to point out, we just smoked that whole doobie and neither one of us coughed. So obviously it's it's definitely a smooth, that was a smooth bud. What was the THC on that? I didn't say.
Nice buzz for sure.
Says about 17. I think Leafly's kind of low on their THC list because I don't think we've had anything on here that was above 20, 22. Maybe that Mike Tyson was pretty high.
Yeah.
But I have to disagree. I definitely feel in that in the eyes. I love it when my eyes feel heavy.
Yeah.
But anyways, I asked you a question. What was the guy?
Speaking of missing body parts, we got the singer from Weed Eater.
Okay.
What? Stoner rock band kind of stuff. He was cleaning his gun and he shot his toe off.
Oh, I hate when that happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he lost most of his leg too now. I've seen a video where he's like...
So did he blow it off or they had to cut more off?
I don't know for sure, but it looks like he has like a metal from the knee down, like it's a fake leg.
Oh, I forgot to tell you about that. That's Mel Tellis guy. There, I stuttered on his name right there. He fucking... Actually, he developed stuttering after he ended up having malaria as a kid. Who the fuck has malaria like in the last 1800 years? I don't know. Yeah. I thought that was a weird one. What was that band? Mountain? You know Mountain?
Yep.
Leslie West?
Yep.
Yeah, he lost his leg, but it's all about diabetes. He lost it like later on, so he kind of doesn't necessarily fit into this.
He was a big guy.
Yeah, that too. I was kind of shooting for people who were missing fingers and then became famous, but he popped up. I had to say something about him. And then you mentioned Paul Stanley with his ear. Here's a guy I fucking didn't know was missing anything. Jerry Garcia.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You didn't know he had an amputation of some sort?
I did not. Not a huge Dead fan.
Well, when he was 4 years old in 1946, he lost two-thirds of his finger from his brother was splitting wood with an axe. And somehow he accidentally lost part of his finger. He thought it was pretty cool as a kid because he'd freak all the kids out in the neighborhood. But I had no idea. I mean, the guy plays pretty good guitar.
What do I got? I got the singer from Possessed. It's a death metal band.
Yeah.
They're considered one of the first death metal bands, actually. He was shot twice in an armed robbery, and then he was paralyzed from the chest down for decades. And then he actually got up and walked again like 20, 30 years later.
Holy shit, something repaired itself.
Yeah.
Wow. Walking like completely fine?
I don't think so, but he did get up and actually did walk for a bit at least.
That's crazy, man.
They still played shows with him in the wheelchair.
And what did he play?
Singer. So he'd be like front row in his front stage. Like.
So was he paraplegic, just the loss of his legs?
The chest. He could move his arms and stuff.
Oh, so he's like way up here.
Yeah.
I got you. See, that can be a problem because you don't have any balance. You don't have any muscle. I had a lot of friends in wheelchairs and some of them were like really high underneath their armpits, and those guys, it was hard for them to keep balance even being in the chair. And then you get the other guys, they're way low down by their waist, and they can like transfer and play basketball and shit like that. Most of the basketball players I know actually are freaking paraplegics. It's kind of funny. It doesn't add up.
Yeah.
Tony Iommi, of course, he missing a finger from a industrial accident when he was a kid. He was playing guitar already, but he lost this piece of his finger. And
I'm pretty sure it's three fingers.
I'm pretty sure
the tips of three.
Okay.
I could be wrong.
You're probably right.
Yeah.
The funny thing is it was his last day on the job.
Yeah.
Fuck, eh?
You got the Mick Mars one?
Nope. What's wrong with him?
He's got that degenerative spine thing. Where his body, like, I don't know if you've ever seen pictures of him lately, but he's all hunched over.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess he's in a lot of pain and stuff.
Now that you mention it, I do remember hearing something about that.
Yeah.
Is he, like, addicted to painkillers and stuff?
I don't think so. I think he was kind of more of the out of Motley Crue, not this partying one. I'm sure he still did. But
oh, he was always older than the other guys.
Yeah, he was quite a bit. Yeah.
So he didn't party, and everybody else was not as, getting wasted. Not that's as much right as too. Him. Tony Iommi, Cole Porter. I don't know any of his music, to be honest with
I
you.
I know the name, but yeah.
Same thing. I know the name, but I don't know his shit. But what I thought was kind of interesting was he had already he was already become successful to a certain degree, and he was out riding a horse at these high end places. I think it was in New York. And the horse fell on him. 1,000-pound horse fell on him. Crushed his hip. Crushed his legs. And then they tried to keep him out of pain and having a normal life for about 17 years, I think it was. And finally, they cut his leg off just slightly above the knee. And then he became addicted to painkillers and drinking and became a recluse. And he died like this. So it was only 7 years after they cut his leg off. And I guess his last 7 years were shit. And that was the end of him.
Huh.
Ella Fitzgerald.
I know who she is. Yeah.
She lost both of her legs.
Oh, wow.
Later on. Huh. Again, this is later on after they're not successful. I did bump into one other fucking thing. I'll save that one for last. But this guy, I thought he's amazing.
And then we got Brian Johnson lost his hearing. AC/DC.
Yeah, he actually lost his hearing. And then he said they weren't going to do any more singing and recording. And sure enough, boy, about a year later.
Yeah. I think that's when Axl Rose took over for the tour there for a while.
What do you think about that? Is it AC/DC?
It wasn't horrible.
Did you see him live?
I didn't see them live, but I saw some stuff on YouTube and stuff. I don't know. He did an okay job, I think.
I think he could do an okay job. He totally hit those kind of notes and that harshness of his voice. I totally agree with you there. But if they put out an album...
No, I don't want them to put out an album.
Is that... Yeah.
It's not under AC/DC anyway.
It's like a... No, it's like a novelty thing. Is it, you might as well call it Guns N' Roses, and then you got fucking Angus on guitar is all. Speaking of just... This guy and that guy, bands mixing up and shit. Did you hear Porno for Pyros getting back together?
Oh, really?
Yeah, doing a tour and the whole deal.
Huh. I've never seen them or Jane's, actually.
No, I told you before on here, I have seen Jane's Addiction. That was one of those had-to-see shows.
Yeah.
Who did I see him with? Jane's Addiction? I can't think of it right now. But I was surprised to see the reason why they're getting together. Their 30th anniversary of Porno for Pyros getting together.
Wow.
30
crazy.
Freaking years. I mean, when I was a kid, I'd be listening to what I thought was old shit. And that was like 10 years old or something. 30 years.
I know you probably don't know, but I went to Quicksand the other night.
Right.
And it was their 30th anniversary of their first album. They played like the first album front to back.
Just that's pretty
30
cool.
years ago. Just crazy.
You know, did you listen to Porno for Pyros, Mike?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So you know that Tahitian Moon song?
Yeah.
Do you know the story behind that?
No.
So Perry Farrell, they're hitting the crack like crazy, right?
Yeah.
the whole fucking first album is basically just four or five or whatever crackheads in the studio. And they went down to some exotic island, and they were doing a lot of surfing or whatnot. And Perry hadn't seen his friend for a little while, so he figured, oh, my friend, he's still out there, maybe stuck, hung up on this reef that was out there. And the reef's like a mile out. So Perry swims out to this reef. No, sorry. He was in a boat. He takes his boat out to the reef. He gets to the reef. He doesn't see his friend. So he goes to turn back to come back to the land. And I don't know what happened, but his boat basically just split apart in half. So he was stuck swimming. Now it's starting to become nighttime. And he's swimming. And the wind and the tides are all against him. And all this is against him. But he's swimming his ass off. And he's trying to get back. And obviously he made it because he's alive. But... he's singing, and if you listen to the words, he's singing under the Tahitian sun.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you now you know that, if you listen to that song, so much of that makes so much sense. Like he literally says, "I don't know if I'll see my friend. I don't know if I'm gonna be get back again. I don't know," and all this kind of shit. Who else you got?
We got Jason Becker, who was a guitar player for David Lee Roth for a while.
Right. What happened to him?
He basically is paralyzed. Like he can't move anything. I don't know. I can't pronounce his illness.
I was hoping you would at least try, and then I would say, yeah. What?
No, he can't move anything but like his eyes. So he's, but he still writes music with his eyes and his mouth.
When did this happen to him?
Oh God, like in the 90s sometime.
In the 90s? So
yeah.
So was he playing with...
He definitely played on David Lee Roth's album.
Like the Skyscraper one?
No, after that, A Little Late Enough, I think. Maybe, something like that.
How long ago?
95, somewhere's in there.
And
then he started getting sick, and he's been like paralyzed like that for years now.
And is he still writing? Like, to
he's
this
still
day?
Writing, yeah.
Because I know you said that he wrote after it or whatever he got that.
Yeah.
Wow, what a shitty thing to happen. That's just got to be like...
Yeah, and he was like an amazing guitar player, like what he would have done.
Wow. Especially when you already... It's like being blind is one thing, but being like blind like after you're like, I don't know, 10 or 12 or whatever, if you had the chance to see and then you become blind, that must be, in my world, must be harder than just being blind from birth, I think, anyway.
Yeah, no, definitely. If you never seen, you don't know what you're missing. Much. Yeah.
Or
how would you explain color to someone, you know?
Like, I know, right? Exactly. Totally. That'd be so hard.
What, you got Edgar Winter? Did you get that one?
No. What's wrong with him?
He suffers from, he's very vulnerable to the light. So albinism or whatever it's called.
Okay.
Yeah. You ever like that? He's very light skinned. That album cover, he's so blonde.
Well, if you wanted to get crazy about even like outside of things other than just amputees and stuff, we could mention, what's her name? Susan Smith?
Susan Boyle.
That's what I was trying to think of. You don't know her?
I don't think so.
She was one of these winners. She was one of these things on, I don't know if it was America's Got Talent or American Idol. I think it was America's Got Talent. And she comes out and she looks like a frumpy old grandma. And there's no way nothing's going to happen. She comes out and just belts out this song.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody loves her and all this kind of stuff. But she was a complete, I don't know what the word, bipolar, I guess, at least. But one of these people would have an episode every once in a while and go crazy. All of a sudden you'd see all these things. But she's got enough money now where people kind of keep her quiet.
I don't know her.
You probably heard one of her songs. It was just one of these things. It was a phenomenon. One of those for a little bit. You got anybody else?
I'm kind of running low now.
Okay, no worries. I got a good one. You probably won't know the band, but Geto Boys?
Yeah, no, I know who you're talking
about. Okay, awesome.
I couldn't name a song, but I know who it is.
I could name a dozen songs. Yeah. I loved Geto Boys. I like the sound of them, but they had this one guy, his name was Bushwick Bill. Little dwarf guy.
Yeah.
Nothing, no problem. Hey, man, everybody can do anything they want, and he was awesome, and he had a good voice and a great singer, well, rapper. When he was younger, he shot himself in the head so his mom could collect some kind of insurance.
Okay.
And he literally was pronounced dead. And he woke up a few hours later. He's in the morgue. He's got a toe tag on. And he sits up and he pulls the catheter out, pisses in a cup, freaks the shit out of a security guard and a janitor or something like that. They run away. Everybody's freaking out. And the end of the story is it left him. He was blind in one eye. I don't know if his eye was completely gone. And he had a bullet still stuck in his head. They couldn't take it out. Otherwise, it would have killed him. He died. It turns out he was born one day before me. I thought that was kind of interesting. It always kind of just...
Did he die? He didn't die from that, though. Like, no. Later on in life.
This was before. Yeah, yeah. This is before he even became a rapper. This happened. So he didn't get the money for his insurance or anything like that, but it left him blind and or in the one eye, which doesn't affect anything as far as his music abilities, but fucked up story.
Yeah.
This was all just because he wanted to help his mom out. Now, I don't know how he had life insurance, considering I also know the history of him in this crackhead world, but I just don't know how. Maybe he was thinking it would be less money on the fucking welfare check. I'm just speculating here. I'm not trying to say that his house was a whole loser, but I know he had come from a tough upbringing but what a story, man.
That's crazy.
It happens once in a while. It happens more often than you think about people getting buried.
Yeah,
alive. It turns out that they're alive. Well, that's why they call it, when you have not a funeral, but before a funeral, people have a wake.
Yeah, yeah.
It's called a wake because they have people sit there. Yeah, they have people and the body lays there and it's called a wake just in case you happen to wake up before. Because nowadays that stuff doesn't happen quite as much, but I'm quite surprised it still does happen.
Yeah.
And they even have... dead ringer, like you look like that, you're a dead ringer for this guy.
Okay, yeah.
That has to do with back in the old days, they would have a bell, and if you died, you would, you know, move around, you're in your coffin, and it would ding this bell. And if somebody didn't know, like it's got to do with somebody seeing somebody and they were dead, you're gone, but there you are. So you're a dead ringer. You were dead, you rang the bell, and now you're back.
Yeah, now you're back.
And you look just, it must be that because you look just like that guy. That's the breakdown of that phrase.
I never knew that one.
As stupid as that. I'm full of that shit. That's kind of where this whole story, show comes from because I have the most useless information. Calculus? Okay, I can't help you.
Yeah, no shit.
But when it comes to useless information, I'm full of that. But anyways, okay, we're hitting half an hour. Sounds good to me. I like that weed. I definitely would buy that.
Yeah, definitely. Me too.
I might even have to talk to you about buying some of that.
Yeah, I think I can get some more, yeah.
Okay, cool. I haven't found flavors lately. I even reached outside of the dispensaries, a couple buddies, you know, buddies. Oh, yeah, this is good. This is good. I get it. I'm not impressed. It's been so long since I had a weed that impressed me. Again, I'm going to say it. The best weed we've had on this show, in my opinion, is that one's a good runner up.
Yeah.
But it was, what was that one? That pie, Layton's pie.
Oh yeah, Peyton's pie.
Peyton's pie. You got it. Again, we smoked dope during the show. Yeah. And we might forget shit. However, Daryl was on the ball. Peyton's pie. I thought that was the best flavor and good smell. Nice and sticky all around. I might have to categorize this as maybe the second one.
Yeah, I think this definitely, if not tied, yeah, for sure.
I definitely like it. Well, we're going to call that a wrap, and hope you all enjoyed the show. Thanks a lot for listening, because we got some stats back from Spotify the other day, and it was pretty impressive. We're around the world, apparently.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I like watching the stats.
Yeah, that was cool. Reading the stats. And keep in touch, keep listening, and we'll talk to you next week.
Cheers.